Welcome to the Digitally Found Podcast, where we give you the tools and resources to help you get found online. Here's your host, Steve O.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Steve O with Digitally Found, and in this podcast, I am going over the different ways to drive website traffic. Now, getting traffic to your website can be difficult, and it does take time. The first step is actually knowing the best way to drive that traffic. So here are 8 different ways to drive traffic to your website. Number 1, create good content. Have you ever heard of the statement, content is king? It is true. Without good content, you aren't going to get quality traffic to your website. The content is what drives people to your website, and it keeps them coming back. So just create good quality content, keyword being quality. It doesn't have to be 6,000 word blog post that's full of a lot of fluff and images. It needs to be something that actually answers a question and it dives deep into that question right naturally. Google appreciates that now. And if you actually answer a question the best, even though it's 500 words, chances are, as Google algorithms change, you're going to outrank people with 5,000 word blog posts full of fluff. The next one is social media. You need to be active on social media. Depending on what industry you're in, you should consider posting to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Pinterest is another great source for traffic, but it isn't for everyone. As far as how often you should post to social media, at a bare minimum, make sure you're posting once a week so people see you are active. It's best to post more often, but it's important to stay active. Next up is paid ads. Paying for traffic through services like Google Ads or Facebook Ads is a great way to get instant traffic to your website. Even then, it's important to know how to set up these services or you'll get unqualified traffic to your website, basically wasting your money. So how do you set up paid ads the right way? Definitely stay tuned for that. Check out digitallyfound.com and we'll have content on exactly how to run your paid ad campaigns the right way. It's not hard. You just need to know how to do it. And we are going to be here to teach you how to do that. Next up is email marketing. If you aren't capturing email addresses on your website, you're missing out on a huge source of traffic. If people subscribe to your email list, you know they're interested in what you have to offer. You can use your email list to send them future blog posts, new products, or sales. All of those email addresses will drive traffic to your website. The email service that I recommend is called ConvertKit. It starts out at about $29 a month as of this recording. If you're just starting out and have a limited budget, you can get started on MailChimp's free plan, which is free for up to 2,000 subscribers. And that's not the best in my opinion, but it is better than nothing and it will get you started. Next up is engage in other communities. Get engaged in communities like Reddit or other forums or things like Facebook groups that are relevant to your niche. Don't just go posting to Reddit and start posting your website link immediately. You need to build trust and actually engage in other posts. Become an authority so people trust you. Next up is video marketing. Video is a huge part of driving traffic. According to a report by Cisco, video should account for 82% of traffic by the year 2022. Create a YouTube channel and consistently post videos to it. YouTube is the second largest search engine, which also happens to be owned by Google, by the way. You could also do Facebook and Instagram stories. Video is very engaging and builds trust, which in turn builds traffic. Next up, we have on-page SEO. SEO stands for search engine optimization. Your website and content needs to be optimized. You need to make sure things like your title tags, description tags, alt tags, etc. are all optimized for the keywords that you have researched. I did some work for a church once and they asked, why am I not showing in Google for the word church? I took a quick look at their website and immediately noticed that they didn't have the word church listed in their website once. Guys, if it isn't listed on your website in plain text, then how the heck will search engines like Google know you want to rank for that word? If you want help on on-page SEO and what to do, again, digitallyfound.com is the place to go. It is a new website, so it is growing in content. Just subscribe to the email list and you will get updated as the content gets posted. And finally, we have technical SEO. If you have broken links or redirects, don't have a sitemap, and don't have things like H1 tags on your website, you're going to lose traffic because your website isn't going to rank as high as it could. To fix this, you can perform a website audit using tools like SEO Power Suite's Website Auditor or Screaming Frog to help you with both on-page and technical SEO problems. It'll scan your website and it will tell you step by step what's wrong with it and even how to fix it. So there you have it, guys. Those are some of the ways that you can drive traffic to your website. I hope you liked this podcast. If you did, I'd appreciate a review. I'd appreciate you go to digitallyfound.com and sign up for my email list. There's going to be a lot of content upcoming, as I said. Super excited. I have a heart of the teacher and I want to teach you guys how to do everything that I am preaching. So stay tuned. Love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please subscribe and leave a review to let others know about it. For even more tips on getting found online, be sure to check out our website at digitallyfound.com.